COVID-19 has raised concerns about supply chains and timely delivery to stores. That includes the most important supply chain, food. As Eric Stock reports, some gardeners in McLean County have changed their focus as a result of the virus.
It amounts to food instead of flowers, and some dabblers in home gardening have decided to go bigger this year, like Kyle and Jessica Shawls of Bloomington.
Last year we just did like pots with herbs and I think tomatoes, and our kid just kind of pulled them out and popped them in his mouth. And then the year before that we did like palette gardens, which was like super easy and non-committal.
This year, the Shawls are building a raised garden bed, two in fact, 64 square feet of tomatoes, onions, peppers, herbs, and more. Jessica Shawls is a fitness center manager still working from home. Kyle coaches soccer at Illinois Wesleyan. Jessica says gardening engages her mind and has helped her learn new skills. With COVID-19, she says she feels it provides security.
Now with the coronavirus, there is that added, like, it would be nice to have this, right? Like you have the week, 2 week wait sometimes for groceries. So to be able to have something to fall back on, like we have stocks of canned goods, things like that in the basement.
Shawls says she plans to learn canning so they can preserve their harvest. She says this is her way to take control when so much is beyond her control without resorting to more compulsive behaviors seen during the pandemic.
I don't have to get caught up in the panic as much because I do feel like there is that feeling out there at times, like whether it's toilet paper causing the rise in anxiety.
The anxiety is real for those waiting for an end to the pandemic, especially for those living in a hollowed-out economy. That's where Sunnyside Garden on Bloomington's west side sees its mission. Janice Turner has been its lead caretaker.
We are trying to be at the forefront of helping people who are going to be really devastated by the economy. They'll need food, and we're trying to produce as much as we can.
At the end of last summer, the Sunnyside Garden needed money and manpower. It wasn't clear whether the garden would produce anything this year, but a grant came to hire part-time manager Caleb Phillips.
We hope that, you know, this is a time where, you know, we can try to provide some stability to some different people. You know, you go to the grocery store and there's a lot of things that aren't on the shelf. If things aren't getting onto the shelf, we know what's going to happen to prices. They're going to go up.
The garden feeds about 200 families through the Boys and Girls Club, Home Sweet Home Ministries, and other organizations. It offers produce for residents of a nearby low-income apartment complex and anyone willing to help. $5 and 1 hour of work get you $25 of food. Phillips says he hopes he can feed as many as 300 families this year.
We've had quite a few people reach out to us just asking about, hey, what do you guys do? Hey, is there a way to get vegetables and fruit from you? How does this work? You know, where are you supplying to?
Phillips has worked in community development in China and Thailand during unstable times. He says it's scary when basic necessities become a question for so many. I'm Eric Stock.